Governor, you talked about a lot of different things today. One of those was Accelerate Alabama and how important ag and forestry is to this state.
Well, when we talk about a strategic plan for the state and trying to recruit industries into the state, agriculture and the forestry industry are one of our 11 major industries that we concentrate on. Creates 580,000 jobs for the state of Alabama, $70 billion in economic impact to the state. So it is a major portion of our industry in this state.
Obviously, agriculture has been the number one industry in this state for many years, and everybody recognizes that, too.
Well, they do. And one of the other things that we're trying to do at the present time, we are working with people in ag and forestry, and creating skilled workers for those trades that are in agriculture. And they're part of our team. We put together a college and career task force. And the people from agriculture and the timber industry are part of that as far as trying to create the types of workers that they need.
ATRIP seemed like a program you seem real proud of.
Well, ATRIP is very important for rural areas of the state because it brings forth federal dollars right now so that we can use them now to repair the roads and bridges that we have in the state. We don't have enough money to put four-lane highways all over the state. But we do have to continue to maintain what we have.
Now, you also talked about the RAMP program that kind of goes along with that. Explain that one then.
The RAMP program is for the counties that cannot afford the 20% match. Because this is federal dollars, you have to have a 20% match. And if they choose to go that route, then they can get up to $5 million to repair the roads and the bridges in their counties.
And I know you recently had some legislation you signed as far as consolidation of law enforcement, and part of that is going to really go into the rural areas and agriculture and forestry, too. Explain that part.
Well, at the present time, the Ag Commission, and they just do not have the money to really have the investigative officers that I think are needed for crimes that are associated with agriculture and also with the timber industry. We're going to make sure that that takes place. We're going to have specialized investigators for that.
Obviously something that's been needed in the state.
Absolutely, and we're going to make sure it happens.
What about the legislative session? My last question, what do you think of the session thus far?
Well, the legislative session has gone fairly well. We've had some controversial issues, obviously, and that happens every year. But our budgets are in decent shape this year compared to last year. And we've been able to pass, I think, some significant legislation. A lot of it has to do with consolidation and streamlining of government. We're helping some industries like Airbus. And so we've gotten through a number of good legislation that I think will help the people of the state of Alabama.